Hey, everybody, welcome to the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And we're going to unenslave your mind here. And we're focusing on political races around the country. And great news, we got rid of an incumbent who voted against Trump, tried to impeach him. And I'm talking about Rice from South Carolina. He got trounced. And then we see the three Hispanic candidates led by Myra Flores in Texas. Oh my goodness, we are seeing the people finally rising up. America's finally awakening. Well, we have senatorial candidate Jim Lehman with us today here on the Common Sense Show. And he's running for the Senate seat in Arizona, and he has an opponent. He's not an incumbent, but he is a... I hate to say this, but he's a globalist. He's a fake. He's a rhino deluxe. I mean, he's a rhino as bad as Liz Cheney. And we're going to expose all that and talk about what Jim stands for. But before we go to Jim, just got to take care of some quick business here. Ladies and gentlemen, the food supply is in some trouble. And I don't want you to be in a position where you have to trust external sources. So we're really pushing the storable food issue here. And MPS is one of the few companies that's still standing, has not raised prices. But I don't know with the cost of diesel how much longer they're going to be delivering. You need to act on this today. So I'd encourage you to go to preparewithdave.com. And everything you need to see there, including the specials, are there. And also along those lines with roving blackouts, Putin's threat against our grid. If we do go to war in Europe, and yesterday the British commander of the military told his troops, we're going to war in Europe against Russia. Well, we're treaty bound. I hope this doesn't happen. But folks, you may be scavenging for water, especially if the grid goes down. Putin, roving blackouts, take your pick. So go to waterwithdave.com. They too have not raised their prices. They still have sales in effect. And I would say this, I'm the only vendor in the United States left because they're down to the last supply, and there's not going to be any more for a while because it's coming out of China. And then finally, MyPillow, you need to be comfortable in these times. And we represent Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com, and we stand with Mike on his assertions about the 2020 election. As you know, I was one of the leading investigators here privately, along with Liz Harris in Maricopa County. And when his people contacted me and said, do you want to advertise for us? Yes, they gave my audience a great deal. 50% off everything they sell. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com/Hodges, MyPillow.com/Hodges, and use the coupon code Hodges to get half off everything that's there. And you're going to say, oh my gosh, how'd you do that, Dave? Well, it helps to know nice people in high places, okay? So Jim Lehman is someone that we desperately need to get elected here in Arizona, but isn't just an Arizona issue, and I want my national audience to understand this. We need to take back the Senate, and you need to be concerned, ladies and gentlemen, across the country about every senatorial race that's going on, because it can make a difference whether we can turn back this Bolshevik communist takeover of America. Jim, welcome to the show. I've been following your campaign. I'm very impressed, and I can't wait to get into some of the issues with you.
Dave, thank you for having us on, and even more importantly, thanks for what you're doing for Arizona and for America. This is an extremely important election. We may only get this last chance, and we must use it.
I'm there. I was a former high school football basketball coach. I was a men's college basketball coach, a head coach for 10 years. I've taught everything from ninth grade to postgraduate at the university level, and I've walked away from all that to do this because my kids' future is at stake. All of our kids' futures are at stake, and I'm in the trenches right with you, and people need to know it's kind of like do or die now. We are at the decision time. This is the crossroads of America.
It certainly is, and that's the reason I'm in this race. Dave, I'm a veteran and a business guy. I've always supported financially and meet and greets at my home and my business. We've raised capital for conservatives here in Arizona to keep our majority in the House and Senate in Arizona. We supported Freedom Caucus. I think we were their third largest donor in the country the last several years. Raised capital for conservatives like Trump, et cetera. I looked at the field and could not find someone who could beat the Soros Mark Kelly machine. And so sold my business, very large engineering construction business, last year, and make sure we could focus and have the financial resources to do this, you know, full time. Certainly, we need additional support coming from across the country and Arizona. But, you know, we've got a fight for our country at hand here, and 245 years of great American freedom stands in a balance, stands in a breach with this election. And we have so few opportunities, right, to flip seats, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada. And, of course, the Marxists are looking to try to flip Wisconsin. So we must win Arizona. Dave, that's the reason I'm in this race to do that.
Yeah, but there's a trend, and I woke up this morning to news that there are populist uprisings in Spain and the UK. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this isn't just an American issue. This is internationally sponsored. I mean, I don't know what you believe about Blake Masters, your primary opponent, but I look at this here, and they're not for America. The Democrats are working against American interests. Do you think this is deliberate? Can you get things wrong this many times and not have it be intentional?
We say that, Dave, to ever-increasing large audiences that we go. You know, we're at two yesterday, and one about 250 in size, another a little over 300. Both of those are double in size what they were even last year. And I asked that question. I said, just a show of hands, who feel the open southern border, the vaccination mandates, the debacle in Afghanistan, that the ruination of American energy, at least temporarily. You guys feel this is deliberate? And Dave, it is overwhelmingly yes. This is for sure. And that some of the candidates, as you mentioned, fake Blake Masters, backed by Facebook board member with $13 million, it's creeped into some of the candidates on our side as well.
Well, I've looked into your background. I know what you have done, and we'll get into some of that. But I want to talk about fake Blake for a second here. He, you know, I think he's using Saul Alinsky tactics. Accuse your enemy of what it is you are and what you're doing. Just like with the Democrats steal elections, they want to blame the Russians when they lose. Tell me about some of the allegations that Blake Masters has levied against you. So when people see these ads that are false, they know to reject them.
Great point. The accusation of that I am pro-China is exactly out of that Marxist playbook. You know, in the business that I've been in since 6 years military, I went into private industry of the design and build of large-scale power plants, first coal and gas-fired units, and then we went over when Obama killed that industry into large-scale solar, the big utility-scale plants, and we've driven that cost down half the price of gas. So it's an all-of-the-above industry. But when we created that company, I brought great team players that had been with me through coal and gas, and we built a billion-dollar company here in Arizona on some very core principles, because we always felt like when we build our own company, we're going to do this the right way. And one of those was to hire veterans first. They have 1,800 in that company. We had 22% veterans, general population's 5%. We gave 10% of our net income, the first 10%, to the most needy across the country in the plants. And mm-hmm. to the point I want to cover with this Masters guy and his Facebook big tech backers is that we were build and buy America first. The industry, like your iPhone, right? What, 50% made in China? The power industry is about the same. We set about and incentivized our team, put a strategy around this concept of buy America. We had that number down, Dave, in a power plant that we built was down to 5%, leading the industry by far. Now, that came around to be good news for us, because after 4 or 5 years of operation, customers were noticing, why is it that Lehman's company's power plants have more uptime, that they're getting additional revenue because you plan in the pro forma, the financial pro forma? on a certain amount, and all of a sudden it's exceeding everyone else. And they began to negotiate work with us instead of bidding it. And then our volume grew, and boom, we're a billion-dollar company because it was designed by American engineers, American-made manufactured products, and built and serviced and operated by American engineers. And that was our hallmark in the industry. I mean, we were known for that. These guys come up with an ad because of the 5% is their notation. They go to the web and find some customs lading documents. Yes, of course, that was 5% down from 50%. Yet they're coming from the world of Facebook and big tech and going to tell us that we're pro-China. No, it's exactly the opposite, as you know, Dave. It's a tactic that they think's working, but we've come out and we have some other examples I want to talk about with, you know, open borders that they support versus my backing by the National Border Patrol Council. But we were the leader in the industry, and using that as a tactic, you're absolutely right out of the Marxist playbook.
It really is out of the Marxist playbook. And yes, you have been endorsed by the Border Patrol and law enforcement.
Very true, Dave. It even goes, fortunately for us, a bit deeper in that, you know, the National Border Patrol Council has a board. Now, they have not been unanimous in a primary ever before. And they were, in this particular case, Layman for U.S. Senate in Arizona, unanimous. The Arizona Police Association, and then the Police and Sheriff's Association, all, Dave, have come and endorsed this campaign. They're active on the campaign. We do town halls. We do various meetings, two or three a day, 6 days a week across this beautiful state. They're right there with us. They want a fighter who will stand up for America, who will stand up for securing our border, remaining Mexico policy, et cetera. They want someone who they can trust in D.C. You know, they interviewed all candidates. This Masters guy came in last, and they are incensed at what they've read. Let me just read very briefly something this guy wrote, Masters. You know, he said, are we supposed to believe that a government can draw a line in the sand and that people living on one side or the other of this, quote, border are somehow inherently different or less deserving of more or less rights than those on the other side of the border? I mean, this guy was basically saying that he goes on to say, a government line drawn as a, quote, border is just a line in the sand.
No, sir, it's not. Let me, one of my best friends, and he's a broadcast partner of mine on another endeavor, Doug Thornton. He's a Marine, ex-Marine. He's a retired DHS officer, supervisory capabilities, did the Portland stuff against Antifa, was in charge of that, been at the border. Let me tell you what I know from him and Border Patrol people I talk to. For everyone they catch, they estimate that six get away. And today it was announced that 1 million have been apprehended and released inside the United States. That means there's actually 6 million here. And if only you have 0.1% of that population being terrorists, Jim, you're looking here at probably at least, well, I'm going to be real conservative, say 10,000 terrorists. Some people think in government I talk to, it could be as much as 100,000 that are crossing this blind border to do us harm at a pre-specific time.
Dave, I'm very close to Brandon Judd, the border patrol guys, law enforcement, and I understand in depth what's going on, and I can tell you without going too deep here with some of the things they've told me that it's worse than you described. They've called me at times, Dave, and I don't know, a dozen different trips to the border. I'm a hands-on guy, right? I'm a business guy. I've never been in politics, never wanted to be until I need to go back and serve my country. But I want to know. I got to be a hands-on guy and as a business guy to understand what the issues are so we can solve them. We go to the border 4 weeks or so ago. Brandon said, Jim, you've got to come see this Russian invasion. So we go. And they've, you know, the Soros buses, they fly these charter planes around the world emptying mental institutions, prisons, fly them into Mexicali. Soros buses them to the border early in the morning. They're standing there waiting. The border guys come pick them up in American immigration buses, take them back to the processing center. No one's arrested these days. But while they're doing that, they've consumed all of the border guys because they're overwhelmed with hundreds and hundreds of these illegals that they've pulled from the border that morning. So we were there at about 10 a.m., and sure enough, we were sitting waiting, and it says, here they come, look. And sure enough, not marching, but just moving through the brush and in the trails and coming across in the open part of the border. These guys are military-age male, striped, sharp-looking, buff Russians. And they, I'm talking about dozens coming through, and these aren't touched by border. It's just Brandon Judd and I there. They come through the border, and they go assemble about a mile in, and then you see the vans coming and picking them up.
Yeah.
This is extremely nefarious and, as you said, intentional. It's out of control, and we must get this country secured borders and begin removing every single one of these nefarious characters as soon as possible.
You know, I hope this doesn't happen, and you've led me to something I wasn't going to bring up, but the group called Jane's Revenge has basically said Night of Revenge coming after Roe v. Wade comes down, which is silly because they're not deciding anything about abortion. They're just referring it back to the states where it belongs. But they said there'll be a Night of Revenge. You know, I'm of German ancestry, German refugees. I know about Kristallnacht. My family was a victim of it. And as we're looking at this, I'm wondering how many of these people crossing the border are going to join in with Jane's Revenge. And here's what I worry about, Jim. I worry about civil disorder at such a level the Democrats in charge have an excuse not to have an election. Do you think about that at all?
I do, Dave. Your lead-in and some of your sponsors, you know, with Prepare with Dave and Water with Dave, for example, you know, I've served 6 years as an Army officer, paratrooper, so you're always looking to be prepared for your unit, your mission, your men and your material, your weapons. And the same thing as a father and as a grandfather, you've always got to be prepared for your family. And over the last year, we stocked up with a year's worth of supplies, just as you've noted on your start, because coming again from the power industry, you know, the energy side is what I've been in for 30 years, being a president. Company we built to be the second largest in the country of building supercritical and efficient coal plants, combined cycle gas plants, and then large-scale, high-efficient, low-cost utility solar. There's about 1,200 substations in the country that are critical. One well-placed, 308 or 30-06 round into the main transformer, and it's toast. You know, we do not any longer build in this country these large transformers. It is an absolute strategic travesty and something I intend to fix soon. But with that, the grid goes down, and we're not coming back up for quite some period of time because these transformers, of course, are made in China, some in Mexico, not the big ones, some of the big ones in Germany. But Dave, this is all for a reason. These guys are, we have seated administration, you know, that is allowing this open borders. And as you said, terrorists, military age males, for perspective, with the Remain in Mexico policy in full effect in year 2020, when we could turn everyone back with the Border Patrol, they adjudicated their amnesty across the border. We were down to 2,000 a week. That's still 2,000 too many, but that's only 100 and a quarter a year. You know, we're now at 52,000 a weekday. And as you said, there's a sizable portion of that are gotaways, as I've witnessed myself.
Well, they say 6-1. That's something I've heard from two Border Patrol people I talk to regularly. I've heard this for 8 years since we had the first Central American huge invasion in 2014. And it's only grown worse. And it is a national security issue. And you know, it's interesting, though, too. It's kind of a dichotomy. On one hand, we're being invaded and it's going to overwhelm our infrastructure and we can't afford this. I mean, it's not a matter of what race they are or what language they speak. We simply can't afford it. But on the other hand, there are groups that are arising out of the second generation of immigrants that are telling Biden where to stuff it, and they're changing politics. Do you see that here in Arizona?
I would probably go to the to another generation further, but yes, we do. And in my company of, you know, 1,800 strong, when we sold it last year, we look just like America. You know, about 32% Latino, and in working in that company again as a hands-on guy, you're right. Those who have been here and enjoyed the American dream are very pro-American. You know, they serve in record percentages in our military, as yes. I did. They are, you know, and I previewed this run in the policies with them. We would finish a long day's work at a project site, and we'd gather up, you know, let's go get a steak and go out and have a little bourbon together. And I'd say, guys, I need to run something by you, and talked about this potential run because I couldn't find someone to support that could beat Soros Kelly machine, and go through these policies of securing our border, of America first, getting back to American manufacturing and mining and energy dominance and getting water moved from the east to the west and radically downsizing the federal government. And to a man and to a woman, 100%, be it Latino, African-American, Caucasian, all in, you know, for their country.
Yeah. I mean, they have families, too. They got to put food on the table. They got to be able to afford to drive to work. And they don't want their freedoms taken away. And they don't want a president standing up saying, your freedoms are not absolute. I'll decide what they are. And that's not a formula for success. But along these lines, besides the civil disruption that I think we're clearly going to face and the weak response that will be led by Biden, what I'm also worried about, too, is extreme voter fraud. You know, I won't go into it here, obviously, but I can tell you five ways that the election in Maricopa County was stolen, and I can prove it. And Dinesh D'Souza proved one part of it about the mules. So tell me about your concerns about election integrity, and are there any things that you can do, your party can do, will do to stop all the election fraud we saw in 2020?
There's only one candidate in this U.S. Senate race in Arizona that supported the audit. That's myself. I raised, put personal capital in as well when the Arizona Senate did not appropriate enough money. We wanted to see it through to find out, you know, what went wrong and go about correcting it. We found 14 areas that the left, the Marxists, were exploiting in Arizona. We've passed six of those laws. We've got another eight, and I use those as round numbers here, to pass. I'm also very strong in, have raised capital for the America First folks running for Arizona House and Senate, and those running for re-election, Sonny Morelli. Mm-hmm. We're blessed to have him as Senate Whip. He and I are close. We've gone through this list, and those I'm supporting of head onto my home. I've raised capital. Some of my major donors that are concerned that they're helping them as well, in order that we can get rid of these squishes that we have, so we can get serious about getting the balance of these election laws passed in order to be the safest in the country. Additionally, in 2000 Mules, you noticed at the end they had the video from Yuma sector where two heroes there, Gary Snyder, who's also running for the Arizona legislature, supporting him, and David Laura, did their undercover work and presented 35 cases of blatant voter fraud, sitting within 100 yards even of a voting station with ballots that have been harvested, opening them, filling them out right there in front of the hidden cameras. So supporting them, they support me. Supporting them in that they've put together a new group, you know, Whisper Gatherers, that will be more than just them around the state, where we now know from Mules where those drop houses, as they call them, nonprofits, where the unwatched, uncamered drop stations are. And we're going to have cameras that will be working this time at all of those. If we have to do it ourselves, fine, I'll help fund that effort, and they're getting the volunteers together. I can also say the Arizona Police Association. They said, Jim, how can we help? So, guys, we've got some precincts that are in some bad neighborhoods that we just don't have poll watchers. They said, we will this time. So they're stepping up to be with us. So, Dave, we're going to do everything in our power here in Arizona to ensure that they know we're watching. And hopefully that'll be some deterrence, but get it on camera and make sure that, you know, we also can push an attorney general in this state that can get some prosecutions done. You know, the one we have has been asleep at the job for 7 years. Early on, before I decided to run this race last January, I kind of sat back and watched George Soros, how this guy, his rich, you know, they registered voters all cycle long. They don't wait to the last 4 months like a RNC or someone does. So I set about just a challenge. You know, I like to study the enemy and go defeat them with their own tactics at time. In this case, we put together a group, Look Ahead Arizona, 25 full-time staff, and we set about registering voters. You know that in that period of time, we were up and running by May of last year, and since May of last year, we've out-registered the Soros team a little over 2-1 with 20,000 new Republican voters, Dave, in this in the state now, based on that effort.
That's outstanding. But the problem is, I discovered, and I don't know every county, but I know three counties. Mojave, I'm going to be very blunt. You don't have to comment on this. I understand, because of liability. But Mojave, Yavapai, and at the time, Maricopa County, their county clerk and recorders are compromised, and their actions speak for themselves. And there are people that I've encouraged when I've spoken in Yavapai County that they need to recall this person, and they haven't done it. They tried to recall some politicians in Kingman, but they had a friendly judge that threw everything out. So there are people that are aware, but the county clerk and record. Let me give you an example. And here's what I worry about, this kind of chicanery. We know that the year of the election, that there was a voter breach in Maricopa County where someone broke in and they had access to all the voting records so they could see who hadn't voted for 20 years or 10 years, and they could seize that name and use a ballot, you know, one of those late night ballots, to put their name on it because they figured they had moved out of state. And Liz Harris confirmed a lot of this when she went door to door to thousands of homes in Maricopa County. And I'm just wondering, how do we stop corrupt officials on the inside like this?
One of those laws that we passed was a cleanup of the voter rolls. And, of course, you would think that would be a natural thing, but the left exploit any openings like that.
Yes.
We just got the statewide records for the fourth quarter of last year. Very slow process because the, you know, Katie Hobbs, Secretary of State, wants it that way. But what we found in fourth quarter is that the Dems lost over 8,000 voters. Republican side, we lost 3,000. Now, you know that we're 1.5 million Republicans, a little over, about 1.5 million independents, 1.2 Democrats. So the proportions were worse for them because we know they have much worse, you know, abuse there. But you're absolutely correct. George Soros has seated both county recorders, DAs. We're seeing the result of that. And as you mentioned earlier, Facebook and some of these guys from the big tech world that are trying to compromise, get candidates into office that are, you know, open borders and gosh knows what else. It's up to all of us that are for America First, you know, to rise up. We see it, Dave, on the campaign trail. You know, we have to bring an army.
Jim, you just implicated yourself as a domestic terrorist by saying America First. You know that, don't you? Good old, there's actually a case in Colorado. I'm not kidding. A lady named Sharona Bishop, I telephonically interviewed her. She went to 9 school board elections and helped parents organize to get some school board members out who were trying to bring in CRT and sexualization of kids. And the FBI kicked her door in and didn't even have a warrant. Her husband worked for the federal government. They put them on the ground with guns at their heads. They manhandled their young daughter with no warrant. No warrant. And they seized all their electronics. And this absolutely happened. And this is right after Merrick Garland said, if you protest at school board meetings, you're a domestic terrorist. Tell me, what can a senator do about some of these outrageous behaviors that are going on with abuses of power?
Well, Dave, I'm going there to be pure to the American people. You know, said sold that very large engineering construction company last year. So I have sworn off. I am not taking a single lobbyist dollar, not a single PAC dollar. I've signed 2-term limit pledge. I'm not taking a salary. I'll donate the salary here in Arizona. And I'm not taking a pension. My goals are simply to go do good for America. Get this country back to great American values. Rallying the America First people here in the state that are grassroots or just on fire out here, and to a group, they're supporting our campaign, and with that at our back, you know, having these strong America, you know, Arizona's led from the audit perspective. Arizona's going to lead in this election to help, you know, get our country back, stop the far left by having the 51st vote in the U.S. Senate. I intend to be bold. You know, the campaign staff I will take is not your typical young Republican graduates, you know, from college that are in the Republican club. I'm taking what I like to call the beef. You know, Brandon Judd, the border guys, I want one of the strongest they've got retire, come on our staff and be that liaison so I know day to day what's going on. We can bring the right people to the committee meetings. Dave, I will stand on principle. I'm fearless in that regard. I'm just, you know, 6 years paratrooper, engineer officer. My dad served. My grandfather served. It is in me to do everything I can for this state and this country to take that Department of Justice apart and put it back together again with the least functions that we need at a national level, get everything back out to the 50 states. But also this two-tier justice system, as you described, is tearing our country apart. It's very Marxist in its origins. And we've got to recognize this for what it is and call it like it is in U.S. Senate. I want to be that megaphone for America to understand, here's what's going on inside of our government. And I'll stand on that principle, Dave. I'm not doing this for the fun of it. I'm doing it, you know, I don't need a job. Solus beautiful company. I could do anything I wanted to on this planet, but you know, I'm going there because we need a country. My kids and grandkids and those of your listeners, this is a very, very consequential election. And at 50-50, that 51st vote that I intend to bring to U.S. Senate, I owe no one except the good Lord and the citizens and taxpayers of the state and this country to go do the right thing.
You just separated yourself from the Democratic Party with that comment, too, because they took God out of their party platform a long time ago. So that was interesting. The issues at hand, though, in the Senate right now, like red flag laws, I already know where you stand, but I'd like you to go on the record for our audience and talk about red flag laws and what's wrong with them.
Surely. Well, you know, the Uvalde tragedy and others, you know, we all know how bad that is, and but it is unimaginable for the, you know, the parents, grandparents of those kids. But every time this occurs, you know, they bring up the Second Amendment, and inch by inch, just like they've taken over media or they've taken over this country, you know, politicians, etc., these Marxists do the same. And we all know that Second Amendment is what is standing in the breach for us to be our last line of defense for personal defense as well as national internal security. Things like gun-free zones need to be looked at versus red flag law. I mean, those are things that are, you know, these killers, these deranged, mentally ill people are looking at as kill zones. This thing about moving the age up from 18 to 21, we can go serve in our military, but we can't be trusted with a weapon? No, that's not right. In my company, Dave, when you signed up for your benefits and that beautiful big company that we built, that just like when you'd sign up for your health care, your dental care, you were automatically enrolled in a 5-year NRA membership unless you opted out.
Oh, my gosh. This is a benefit in your company? I did not know this.
But, Dave, we only had 4 that opted out, and I don't know. They just didn't seem to fit in long term. I don't know why that was, but you know, concealed weapons training. We paid for that. We would fly in the team member and their significant other spouse to get them the full training, get their CCW. This whole thing about mental health, Dave, I believe is an issue where the left have emptied the hospitals or the care centers and put these people out on the street, and then want to kind of make that a Second Amendment issue. It's more about, you know, strong community care for people who need that treatment. And no one wants, me or anyone else, wants someone who is mentally ill to have a weapon. But we all know how the left will exploit this for the 99% versus the 1%. There are better ways to do this than infringing on that last line of defense.
Well, exactly. The red flag laws violate your Fourth Amendment rights. No probable cause, just maybe someone snitching on you or some political motive. They can come into your home, and then they violate your due process in the Fifth Amendment by seizing your guns. And you've never seen a judge, and you've lost property, and your life is at risk, too, when people come in like that. So that's my objection to it. And so what's your position on what people call the rhinos? Liz Cheney is the real obvious one, but John Cornyn has surfaced with red flag laws. Tell me how you're going to interact with these people when you get to the Senate.
Surely, Dave, again, going there without being tainted with lobbyists and PAC dollars gives me a lot of freedom to, you know, be America first and to stand on principle as a patriot.
Yep.
I have no intent. I mean, we have compromised too long. The left comes in with their election, day, and they just pound it. You know, and then we kind of sit back and, well, we can do a little of this and a little of that. No, those days are well over. We have given by inch to a point where there's nothing left to give. We've got to go the other way. We've got to come back hard and get this country back to its Constitution and its Bill of Rights. There's so many issues. As a business guy, you prioritize, right? What's important to your customers, in this case, what's important to the American citizens and taxpayers. And it's not what's on that agenda. It is getting that southern border secured. It is getting our manufacturing base back, getting our critical mining up and running and fast, getting water moved from the east to the west, getting energy back, not just independent, but dominant, because we're so prolific in resources. Dave, I intend to prioritize on the things that are most important to our country. Let me also just mention on the military side is that, you know, we need warriors, not wokeism.
No kidding. Do you think the Chinese are training to go high heels into combat? I mean, this is ridiculous what we're doing.
It is that kind of example, Dave, that I want to shout from the rafters at the U.S. Senate floor and help the American people understand, you know, you now have a guy here that will call it like it is. You know, very much like I ask in all these meetings, Dave, this, you know, if you guys, do you all kind of feel like Ron DeSantis is our, you know, best guy out there these days as the governor of Florida, and it's overwhelming? Yes. And I tell them, well, if you like you some Ron DeSantis as governor, you're going to love you some layman on the Senate floor.
No, listen, I've been convinced for a long time. We just want to bring this to the people. Another area that bothers me is this, is that the ruling party right now in Washington is willing to sacrifice our standard of living, and which endangers our health. Our lifespan has gone down since the pandemic, and it's all in the name of climate change. We're destroying ourselves over climate change. But Jim, here's my position on this. I taught statin research. I've written courses in both, and I look at what they're telling us about climate change, and I'm all for clean burning fuel. I'm all for cleaning up the environment. But they don't have any data. They don't have anything that convinces me that these monumental attacks upon our lifestyle is really worth it. Are you seeing something that I'm missing here?
What I see, Dave, is that the EPA, the Bureau of Land Management, Forest Service, you know, I've been dealing with these actors for 30 years and getting permits for large-scale power plants. And what I can tell you is that these guys are causing more pollution. I mean, we're all for clean air and water, you know. And by the way, you would never get financing for a project in this country that you didn't comply with all the laws, including clean air and clean water. The reason I say they're causing more is they are intent on slowing American progress from mining, manufacturing, energy, you name it. That's their goal. They have no influence, zero, over communist China. That's where it's proliferating, and they don't abide by these laws, these clean air rules that we as a civilized country live by. And so therefore, the manufacturing goes there. And this is all one planet. So getting back, get the hypocrisy out of it. Get the EPA, BLM, Forest Service out of the way. I'll give you a very brief example today, right here in Arizona. We import 80% of the manganese that we use in this country, which is for strengthening steel, structural steel, battle tanks, you name it, 80% from China. Yet the world's largest untapped reserve is 14 miles outside of Nogales, Arizona. There are 7,000 jobs, 70,000 average salary waiting to start tomorrow if we could get these Forest Service guys out of the way. I've been to the site. I mean, it's about as forested as it is out in the middle of the Mojave, okay? This is an area that we should be exploiting, getting that out of the ground and using it for great jobs, but also strategically important for our country. So it's all wrapped into the Marxism that has creeped into our country, that they are against American progress, they're pro-China. And you've got opponents that I have in this race that just, they've never been in business. They've never seen this. I mean, Masters is a 34-year-old kid out of, you know, California from college. He's left Arizona from high school, 12 years in California college and big tech, back here for like 3.5 years and decided he's ready to run for U.S. Senate. It's laughable. But send experience to the U.S. Senate. You know, we're already ahead in the primary. We're polling well, better than any other candidate by far, over Mark Kelly, because of experience, being a veteran, understanding how this country is moved in the Marxist way, and how absolutely imperative it is to stand on principle and go for priorities that are, you know, very meaningful, getting our energy dominance and the things that we've described.
What do the polls tell you right now about your race with Blake Masters? It's only a temporary measure.
Surely. Well, I use the best, right? I use John McLaughlin. The guy is, 20 years running, most accurate. And I always say, you know, as a business guy, I don't want BS, John. I need to know the real story. And so we pay the money to mirror the voting electorate in the primary. We have WP Analytics, the best in analytics. So they dive deep into who is going to vote and what demographics, geographics, you name it. And that's what we model. And what it's shown is since first week of March, we passed Brnovich. And in doing so, he had the name recognition. We came from, you know, business guys. So we've been moving up that ladder for the last 57 weeks. And like I said, we passed him back in March. And Masters consistently has polled third. Layman first, now Brnovich, and then Masters. Trump made a terrible mistake by, you know, the Facebook board member that's, it was influenced some people around Trump the wrong way, and he made a bad decision here. So, yes, Masters got a little Trump bump in there, about half of what we saw. I use Axiom Strategies, the best in the country, the biggest in the country, conservative side, and they have those numbers in Ohio, Pennsylvania. They were in that race, those races, too, with U.S. senators. He got about half of that bump, so we kept our lead. It narrowed, but now it's expanded and expanding rapidly as people are making up their minds. You know, we're only a few days out from early ballots. So the beauty of the model is that the Trump bump is usually your max, right? And that's at about 27. We're headed to 40 in this race.
Okay.
On the U.S. Senate side.
Well, I have reached out to people who touch the Trump people. And I've let them know he made a mistake here. And that, and I'm known as someone who has really supported him through thick and thin, but he's made a huge mistake here. I made the comment to one of the associates. I said, his endorsing Blake Masters would be the same as his endorsing Liz Cheney. If he looked into this and where this guy's from and what he's done, if he gets to the Senate, will he vote like a Democrat? I'm talking Blake Masters.
He's, he's going to be owned by that Facebook board member, right? $13 million There's another nefarious character at play as well, Dave. It's called the Club for Growth in D.C. These guys, I met with them early on in the race, and they turned out we almost came to blows in the meeting because these guys are totally open borders, totally, quote, open trade, meaning pro-China. China doesn't have to live by the rules we do. That's just fine to import your cheap crap here. So whatever big tech guy wants him to do is what he's going to do because he's, you know, he's basically a puppet for him. And Dave, I want to go back just a moment on our race that being a business guy and to look at the over the horizon as a CEO, you got to look ahead in your company and in your race. Early this year, January, we had those offices built out by February, 9 offices across this beautiful state from Havasu down to Yuma and from you know, Payson to Gilbert and Fountain Hill, Scottsdale. That's 9 offices, all with the lease space through the general election and paid staff plus 1,200 volunteers, Dave. Knowing the WP analytics of the people who are going to vote, as of tomorrow, we will have crossed the 1 millionth cell phone call to these primary voters to get out to vote and explain the layman message to them. And that office, those offices, my point, Dave, is we're geared and ready for the general election. I don't know how anyone would compete with the Soros-Kelly machine starting August 2nd. We've been started since end of February, Dave, and this team is powerful to get out that vote and get out the message, and along with the Border Patrol guys and the Arizona police who are coming and helping in big ways as validators in all these various presentations we give.
Yeah, Blake Master scares me, and that's just, you know, and I've been talking to the Arizona Tea Party about him too, and they feel the exact same way, and I know you know that they've endorsed you as well. And ladies and gentlemen, here to our national audience, I want to say this. We only need one more person in the Senate to take control. I'd like to have the supermajority and get the 60, but this is why this race is important. Arizona is a bellwether state. It's a bellwether state for election integrity, and it's a bellwether state for who we put forth. And then I want to turn my attention here to Brnovich and just give you a quick anecdote and let you respond to it. Maricopa County supervisors withheld key evidence, court-ordered evidence, not once, but twice. And then Brnovich played the big man and said, well, if you don't surrender this evidence, we're going to cut off state funding to you. And then he gave them a 60-day extension and then another extension. And then they declared that the audit was over, which was a joke, and that we, the public, can't even look at it because they put the evidence in the hands of one person who decides who gets to see what. That's Brnovich's doing. Am I correct in assuming, from your perspective, Brnovich is not a friend of election integrity?
It's you know, it's like you need to come suited up to play outside linebacker, and he came with his badminton outfit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a travesty of 7 years when he could have supported the border right on the front lines. He could have, you know, pushed back on vaccine mandates and could have held all of the work that all of those volunteers did in the audit, you know, just in almost all cases went to waste because, you know, he didn't have the guts and the stamina and the stand in the breach and do the right thing, you know, when called to. That was one of the hallmarks in my company, right on the door when you walked in, says, we will always do the right thing even when it's hard. And this guy had that opportunity front and center. But he chose to spend that time on, you know, going on Fox about every other night or every other day.
He's hurting himself on Fox, though, and I'll tell you why. Yeah. The first time he was okay. After that, it's like you can't even stay awake, and he doesn't have command of the issues. I've seen that repetitively on Fox.
No question about it. The people of Arizona see it, though, Dave. I've not found a voter yet for him. I'm serious. He's got name recognition, McLaughlin. Sees his, you know, strong support, you know, at about 16%. As I said, that's in part why, you know, we're headed to 40 in this race. But no, he's not. I don't see that as a. I don't see him as competitive. You know, General McGuire is polling around 5 or 6%. Good guy, right? Good guy. And I've offered several times with Mick. I'd love to have him on my team, military liaison here in our beautiful state with our military bases. If I could just a moment, Dave, go back to Masters for a moment, not just the line in the sand, which he thinks is a border and anybody should be able to cross it, but you know, another thing you said, there were some bad actors in the border that got arrested some years ago for being a part of the cocaine trafficking. He said these men should not have been arrested. They're heroes. The time they spent focusing on conducting this voluntary and peaceful trade is to be applauded. His view is that there's open borders, open trade, that if you just allow enough of drug trade, then the prices will go down, and somehow that's going to solve the problem. I mean, the lunacy, the very briefly, Supreme Court says, I don't care about the Supreme Court. American democracy has been a misguided experiment. I mean, these aren't my notes, Dave. I'm reading from what Jewish Insider in the last few weeks has published on this guy. I don't think Trump knew this, or no one knew this, until, you know, when you run, it's all out there. And so this guy, you know, we've made sure in some ads and have more coming to make sure people understand this. But to your point earlier, you know, we've got an opportunity here in Arizona to work hard as a patriot, get our country back, and we've got a very unworthy. I mean, this guy, 34 years old, shouldn't even be eligible with his zero experience. But we're going to prevail in this race. The people see it. The grassroots are very involved, Dave. We work harder than everybody else to get that message out. I'm very optimistic, positive about this race.
I am, too. I'm going to go back to the climate change issue, though. Okay. What would you try to do as a senator to strike a balance between our economic welfare and climate change? Do you think it's a good idea for us to be involved in these international organizations that dictate to us what we have to do?
No, I mean, we've set the standard for the world, right, in our power plants, for example, in our mining operations, in our manufacturing, and I'm going to be very bold for the American worker and the taxpayer, bringing those operations, the critical activities, but I'm not talking about flip-flops and umbrellas, right? I'm talking about the real critical nature of our country, because when and if there's a shooting war or when there's a naval blockade with a big China Navy, that we have everything we need right here in America. You know, I've been the need to no one except my God, and I'm not about to vote for anything that gives, you know, WHO, Paris Climate Accords, Green New Deals, UN, none of that is proved useful. When you get a department in your business operations that is not working, you try to fix it. Well, that time's well past. We just need to shut these organizations down, mm-hmm. or at least extract and get our sovereignty back as Americans. You know, we fought hard for this country. You know, people gave all 245 years ago to start it, and we've done all, given all, you know, uncles that of mine that have perished in fighting wars for this country and have served myself, as I mentioned earlier, guys. This country deserves patriotic America First leadership. I intend to bring it to the U.S. Senate floor. I'll shame anyone that's not standing up for our citizens and our people. And these foreign actors that are part of the Marxist overall operation, you know, get the hell out of our country. Go preach your Marxism in Havana and Caracas. And
I couldn't agree with you more.
Go see what kind of audience you get there.
Jim, I want to do justice here to your campaign, and you're going to be getting a check from the Hodges family. But tell people across the country, and I'm going to say this too, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sending money to Lee Zeldin to become a Republican governor of New York. So you can donate across state lines as you say, hey, we need to win this race no matter what. So how can people support you across the country? Where can they send donations? And we'll also put that on our website.
Dave, Jim Lehman, JimLamon.com. We've got a donation site there, Dave. Our policies are there. I'm a bit like Gingrich, you know, spell it out. You know, I want to be held accountable for what we're saying today, which is on our website for our policies. Go there. People in Arizona, you know, yes, we have by far, I mean, we have multitudes more volunteers than the other organizations, multitude more paid staff. But, and by the way, guys, I pay for every dollar of overhead. personally. I pay for every attack ad to counter what these guys out of Facebook, board members and Club for Growth are putting.
Okay.
Your ads 100% go in the bank to go after Mark Kelly, and some of those ads were starting back up again.
And they don't, and they don't belong to corporate interests that are going to control Jim when he gets elected. JimLamon.com, LAMON, and you have a donate button there. And ladies and gentlemen, help him out because we need people like Jim in the Senate. Jim, I want you to come back on after you defeat Blake Masters, and we'll talk about Mark Kelly next. So thanks so much for coming on, and thanks to Amy for setting this up. Awesome job. I'm so glad we have you on the front lines.
Dave, thank you, and God bless America. We've got a country to save, and we're going to lead that charge here in Arizona. We'd love to have all the great American help we can muster.
Amen. Thanks, Jim. Take care and good luck.
Thank you, sir.